And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. A little chilly right now, 32 degrees, but we're going to warm it up to around the mid-60s today and near 70 tomorrow. And joining me in studio, as she does every Tuesday at around this time, is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's beautiful outside.
Oh, absolutely. A little chilly, but again, it'll warm up pretty quickly today. Well, first of all, let's go ahead and get started. And one of the things we usually do talk about, that we usually kick off with, of course, is recycling will be happening.
Yes, so I just want to remind everyone, you know, it is going to be nice the next few days. So to if you're looking in that garage or on the back patio or inside, if you have some items that you need to get rid of, you can do that on our recycling day. So every Tuesday from 11 to 1, you can drop off all of your recyclables. And then as well, you can drop off debris, appliances, furniture, lots of bulky items. You can get rid of all of that. And then again, every Thursday from 8 to 2, you can get rid of all that junk stuff as well. So I just thought I would mention that not only for the recyclers, but for people who are kind of taking advantage of some of the good days that we have of weather before the real December weather hits. So that's today, every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple, and every Thursday from 8 to 2.
All right. So again, coming up also, actually, I think it's today. I think we were talking about just before we came on the air, food boxes are being handed out.
That's right. So right before Thanksgiving, we had a food box delivery, and they gave out over 1,200 boxes of food. And we were out there for just a little over an hour. I think it was like an hour and 35 minutes. 1,200 boxes were distributed to the community. And that is happening again today. And anyone can participate. It is not an income-based event or experience at all. These boxes are for anyone. So in each box, you get meat, you get fresh produce, and you get dairy. And those boxes will be given away out at the Riverside Park Oval. And so you can watch Facebook. We'll be sharing that here in a little bit. The flyer's already on our Facebook page, but they'll be sharing the map of kind of how that's going to progress through the park. I do know that I believe everyone will be exiting through the one way. So you'll be coming into the park oval area. And then basically you pull up. It's very COVID friendly. You pull up and you tell us if you have one family or if you have another person in the car. If there's two families, then you pop the trunk or we'll open up the back seat door and put the boxes in there. But again, that is today at 11 o'clock at the Riverside Park Oval. And then as I've been told, we will also have the next three Tuesdays. So that will be the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. Unless something changes, Independence is scheduled to receive another semi-truck of food on those Tuesdays. Someone might say, you know, Tuesday at 11, that's a terrible time. Kids are in school, parents are at work. You know, Saturdays would work great, and they would. The last delivery was on Saturday, and it worked great. But we don't get to pick when the semi shows up in our community.
Right.
So unfortunately, the semi is scheduled to show up in Independence on Tuesdays at 11. So we're not going to pass it up. We're going to take it, and we're going to try to distribute that food the best we can with the time frame.
Do you know roughly how many boxes will be available? Is it
1,200?
1,200. Okay, so all right,
1,200 boxes.
All right, so that should be good there, and that is happening a little bit later today. You said at 11.
At 11 o'clock at Riverside Park Oval.
Okay, so be sure to get out there if you are looking to get a box of food. Coming up is, of course, the Main Street Sip and Shop, and that's coming up actually this Thursday.
That's right. So the Sip and Shop will be this Thursday, and then the Moonlight Shop event will be on the 17th, which is next Thursday, all in an effort to get all of our holiday shopping done before Christmas. So what everyone needs to know is that the Sip and Shop will take place in downtown Independence and around town in Independence this Thursday, December the the 10th, I'm sorry, from 5 to 8. And Newton's True Value, which is out on West Main, so that's the West Main Shopping District, will be passing out some of the wine glasses, as well as right out in front of Apricot Lane will be the other set of wine glasses. So if you're one of those individuals that likes to take advantage of the commemorative stemless wine glasses, you want to be sure and be at one of those locations. Check out the Main Street Facebook page. There's lots of posts that they're making about all the stores that are having sales. Cantrell's Fine Jewelry is having a really great sale, so you'll want to watch their Facebook page for more information. And then I want to remind everyone that we had First Friday last week, and all of our retailers were there doing the 5th annual Shop Local presentation, and we made the announcement that if you shop at a Main Street member's business between now and the Sippin' Shop, you can actually turn in your receipts at the chamber office for chances to win $100 in Main Street Bucks and two other drawings for $50 in Main Street Bucks. So you need to shop and bring all of your receipts into the chamber, and then we will be doing the drawing actually at Sippin' Shop. So we'll be live and doing the drawing for some Main Street gift certificates in an effort to keep people shopping local.
Absolutely. So again, that's going to be a lot of fun coming up this Thursday, and then Stuff the Ambulance is coming up on Saturday.
That's right. So December the 12th will be Stuff the Ambulance. That is this Saturday, as you mentioned. The fire and EMS will be out there with the ambulance, supporting KVC Foster Care, and they will be out there from 10 to 3. So here's what you'll be at Walmart, and so what you need to do is, you know, you just go in there, and while you're picking up whatever it is that you might be out there for, you can go to the toy department or the children's clothing department, or you can just drop off some money, and they will use those monies and those gifts of clothing and toys to help make Christmas special for those children who are in foster care this season. And if you need any more information regarding that, you can call the Independence Fire Department at 332-2504.
All right, so that is happening Saturday, and then on Sunday, when we've had this one running as a community calendar, St. Andrews will be having a drive-through dinner going on.
That's right, and I'm going to back up and say that Stuff the Ambulance will be this Saturday, and they will also be out at Walmart on the 19th,
okay,
so the next two Saturdays. Yes, and then the dinner that you're talking about is this Sunday on the 13th. It is a drive-through because of COVID, community Christmas dinner at St. Andrew Parish Center. The location of the Parish Center is 420 East Myrtle from 11 to 1, and this dinner, just like those food boxes that they're passing out today, this dinner is free to anyone needing a home-cooked meal. So we just encourage everyone to, to go to the St. Andrew Community Christmas Dinner.
And that will be this Sunday as well. And then, of course, we're looking at also the Angel Tree, as that is looking for people to do the Angel Tree.
That's right. So there's a few options that I am aware of. One would be contacting Community National Bank at 331-3100, asking for Debbie Moses, Janet Tucker, or Jim Kelly. And they are the ones that are providing families for the Adopt a Family program. So if you're wanting to adopt a family, be sure and contact them. They will get you connected, and you'll get your shopping done, because I believe that distribution is going to be next week, so you'll need to get that done this week. And then the Methodist Church, their phone number is 331-3840, and the angels have arrived at the Methodist Church as well. So if you would like to provide special Christmas for some real special kids, be sure and call the Methodist Church and pick up an angel from the Angel Tree. And they are doing it COVID friendly as well, so you don't necessarily have to go into the church. You basically call and have conversation with Lisa, their admin assistant, and she can get you all fixed up with an angel.
All right, sounds good. And then, of course, bell ringers are needed for around the area.
That's right. So the Salvation Army is needing bell ringers this holiday season. You can call Georgiana at 926-0864 to volunteer. And the bell ringers started ringing Thanksgiving weekend, and they'll ring all the way through the holiday season at places around, you know, the community. So if you have some time, you know, an hour or two, and you would like to volunteer to ring a bell, please, again, give them a call at 926-0864.
That's almost like a sound of the season, hearing those bells at businesses. So, and but it's always a good sound to hear as well. So Salvation Army looking for bell ringers. And we are also, there's a few other things. I know I wasn't sure if you were going to be to discuss this morning. You say you're going to jump in with something here.
Yes. So I also want to remind everyone that the Red Cross Bloodmobile will be in town next Tuesday, the 15th, so you can give the gift of life this holiday season. They will be at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue from 11 to 5:15. And then, again, I just encourage everyone to watch our Facebook page at Get Independence. We try to share everything that we see from other local businesses and other community events. So use that Facebook page as kind of your 411. And, again, you can call the chamber office if you've missed a phone number, you have a question. Or if I've said something wrong and I need to make a correction, call 331-1890. And also you can go onto our website at the Independence Chamber of Commerce's website, and you can see we have all of the flyers on there as well. So if you're needing to print off a flyer or look at the details of a flyer, you can see those on our website.
All right, Lisa. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it, and we'll see you the same time next week.
I will be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.